From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. We did not ask for this fight, but we must see it through. That message tonight from President Obama speaking before an audience of cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The president outlined a new strategy for the war in Afghanistan. In response, he said, to huge challenges that remain in the region despite 8 years of war.
Afghanistan is not lost, but for several years it has moved backwards. There's no imminent threat of the government being overthrown, but the Taliban has gained momentum. Al-Qaeda has not reemerged in Afghanistan in the same numbers as before 9/11, but they retain their safe havens along the border. And our forces lack the full support they need to effectively train and partner with Afghan security forces and better secure the population. Our new commander in Afghanistan, General McChrystal, has reported that the security situation is more serious than he anticipated. In short, the status quo is not sustainable.
To improve the situation on the ground, President Obama said he had ordered an additional 30,000 troops to Afghanistan and that they would begin deploying early next year. But he also pledged in response to many critics in his own party that he would begin drawing down troops within 18 months. And to those critics who have argued that the U.S. mission in Afghanistan lacks clear focus, the president had this to say.
Our overarching goal remains the same: to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and to prevent its capacity to threaten America and our allies in the future. To meet that goal, we will pursue the following objectives within Afghanistan. We must deny Al-Qaeda a safe haven. We must reverse the Taliban's momentum and deny it the ability to overthrow the government. And we must strengthen the capacity of Afghanistan's security forces and government so that they can take lead responsibility for Afghanistan's future.
The president tried to speak to a number of different audiences and deliver several different messages to Americans who are concerned about a recession here at home and the mounting price tag of the war. He says our troop commitment in Afghanistan cannot be open-ended because the nation that I am most interested in building is our own. To our allies in Pakistan, we are committed to a partnership, he said, to build on a foundation of mutual interests, mutual respect, and mutual trust. To our allies in NATO, who have been reluctant to commit additional troops to the war effort, more than your credibility is at stake. This is about world security. And to the Afghan people, the president delivered this promise.
We have no interest in occupying your country. We will support efforts by the Afghan government to open the door to those Taliban who abandon violence and respect the human rights of their fellow citizens. And we will seek a partnership with Afghanistan grounded in mutual respect, to isolate those who destroy, to strengthen those who build, to hasten the day when our troops will leave, and to forge a lasting friendship in which America is your partner and never your patron.